Aim the rapper, the podcast, Lit Adibe, bunch of today was an okay day. Another day of absorbing knowledge, reading, learning. It's like I put myself to school or something. It doesn't involve too much writing, though. But yeah, let's jump on ahead and say, y'all be safe. Y'all be lit out of it. With a bunch of that'd be good. We have people that we love. We have people that we want to see, but we can't see them. Speaking for me, I'm not speaking for y'all. On that note, but we okay though. We taking one day at a time. We staying out the way. As long as we making progress, you know. There's some things I wish to talk about, but I prefer not to. But yeah, just not time yet. Aim Litty, Aim the Rapper. My first name, rap name, was Aim the Rap Seeker. As I got older, I made it Aim the Rapper. I don't want to talk about that either. But it's still Aim. It's still both. Kind of like Persuaded. I guess. I don't know. Circumstances made me put the rapper. I was spinning real heavy. Yeah. But I hope y'all have a blessed day. Hope y'all are safe. Hope y'all are okay. And I hope everything is going well for you guys. My nose is currently running. Nah, I'm just playing. Just cold outside, so you get the sniffles. When I was going out with this person during the winter, I call it the cute season. She was so cute. Had the North Face. Not a North Face, but like a jacket with the hoodie on. Just looked cute. All right, I'm out of here. Peace out. Aim the Rapper. Tune into the podcast. We upload it each and every day. Lit out the bit. Bunch of yeah. Lit. Aim the Rapper, man. I just got to thank the doctors, man. I know I came on here and I spoke previously about them. Because without them, my health wouldn't have been as good as it is now. After all the black miles I smoked. After just smoking, man, just elaborating on smoking itself, not other things, but they were just catching things beforehand, and I gotta thank them that they cared about me enough to help me, you know, and it's because of who I was and the wonderful things I was going to do that they can see. And I'm just thankful, man. Rise and be thankful. I sit on, it's like a small prayer. When you wake up, say rise and be thankful. Not everyone's working. Not everyone is earning income. So you have to rise and be thankful. I'm thankful for whoever gave me something, whoever bought me a coffee, whoever got me my tea, whoever got me a, whoever's getting me things, you know, whoever is providing, I don't think it's not going unnoticed, you know. I appreciate it, and when I have, I make sure to give back 10 times, you know. But it's all my family. They've been doing this since for years, so it's nothing to them. You know, they help when they can. I appreciate it, you know. So I just don't want to think that when people do something for me, it's going unnoticed. No, at this time, I can use the help. You know, it's not time for me to shine yet, so I'm at my lowest. I'm down right now, so I'm just trying to scramble up things and purchase things and just go out the day happy and stress-free. What makes me stress-free? Gas in the car, driving, able to go to A to B, reading, having things to calm my stress. You know, I don't drink. I did drink last year, a few. I was at the bar. And I've been knowing these people at the bar for a while. Since I was about I'm not sure. I can't give you an age. But I've been knowing them for a while. I used to come and not speak, feel uncomfortable because I was with somebody making me feel uncomfortable. Now I go in there by myself and they smile and speak to me. You know, they right at my knee. I guess they want me to be alone. It's crazy. It's like life wants me to be alone. It's treating me way much better. People's like, oh my goodness. And then when I went somebody I know, they frown. They do. I had people like, oh, you can't come here. And they'd be like, you're good, but he can't come. And I'm thinking, like, this is a public place. Anybody can come and get food. It's like, we don't want him here, but you're good. And so I realized I don't need friends. I don't need associates. People want me alone. People want me by myself. People want me not bumping into anybody I know. I'm popular here, you know. I can't lie about it. I can't sugarcoat it. You know, I know a lot of people. And it's from knowing everybody in school, doing the talent show in front of the whole school. Those who paid to watch, which the crowd was flooded with everyone, but I believe freshmen at the time. But they've known of me playing in school football and soccer, track, just knowing females and male, just knowing everybody on every end of the angle, just knowing people. And just thankful, you know. I don't try to bump heads with too many people. I try to stay out the way. I'm just thankful. You know, it's no beef with nobody. If I said something, I didn't mean it. At the time, I was going through things, and I just thought everyone was out against me. And I was on defend mode. I was very on defend mode, like, you know, very on defense. Not aggressive, but I was on defend mode, like, I need to stay out of the way, get away from people. You know, I never was a kid to start trouble, but when I was younger, I was. Coming from Queens. And so I spent the summer with my grandmother, and I've been reading that whole summer. just reading what she reads. You know, she has books of all kind, all kinds of information, and it became a thrill to read. And I believe that's how I finished school. The teacher knew I was reading English. This is elementary, you know. I just end up passing. You know, it was more thorough asking my grandma, what's that word mean? What's that word? She said, look it up. I had the children's dictionary. You know, I just remember looking up the words. You know, the word, the names of the artists, but the actual words that mean something continuing in a sentence. It's something I learned, you know. It's something she taught me. Look it up, how to pronounce things. And I've been reading ever since. I read today, but I didn't read too much because I had to run errands. But I tried to get a chapter in the other day. Just a chapter. Just thankful, man. Doctors knew the things I was going to go through. They knew the illness I was going to have to go through. And they just caught everything in time, you know. It's nothing like smoking and you can't stop because of the pain, the stress. You're just smoking. And they telling you you're making coins, you're making quarters, you know, and you're fighting. You feel like you're fighting for your stability. You know, you're fighting for a lot and you just don't know what's going on. It's like your memory can't hold on to things. You know? And at the end, you see your rewards, you know. People is reminding you, you're somebody. You know, read this. This book is telling you about you. Like, who wrote all this? This is the whole, you know, it's just like, dang. You know, they showing you things you never knew. And it's like a surprise. It's kind of like unbelievable. You can't really grasp them. It's still, I still don't believe it. But it's to them, to people, it's true. And it is true, but it's like when I see things as enormously exciting, I don't believe it. You know, someone show me a book with my face on it, you know, with faces on it, and it's like I don't believe it. But where did this come from? I don't remember. I do remember, it's like, but how did it get to this point, kind of? Like, how did it? Is this true? You know, and you're happy about it. And they're looking at you like, yeah, this is you. This is, and you're like, what? You really can't believe it. And it's all a mind thing. You know, it's all a mind thing. Something you've been wanting for so long, and it happens, it becomes it's like almost like a fairy tale gone true. Like a dream you wish for, and it's like you watch people get it. A lot of people get it. You watch a lot of people get the BET Awards. And now you're holding one. But you're like, is this mine? It says your name on it. They told you why you got it. But you're asking yourself, is this mine? You know? And, It's just like a wild moment, like, dang. What was I doing? I was in so much pain. What was I doing? And they're like, that's what you did. And you're thinking of another, you're like, dang, why I'm in this position? Why I did everything right in my life. At least you thought you did. To you, it's like you did everything right. You hung with those doing wrong, but you never did wrong. You hung with those doing wrong, but you never went their way. You stand it out. When you read the word around them, they looked at you weird. That's when you had to distance yourself. But you never read the word around anyone. You read the word in your privately area. It's nothing publicly you show everybody. So when they find out you read so much, they get surprised. They thought you was the one not working. But you wasn't. You was not the one not working. But you was using your time wisely. You was reading the word. And that's what you call being productive. You're not working. Do something to enhance your life. You know, we can't earn physical money sometimes. Because some people are just lazy. Some people don't have a way to work. But you can enhance your spiritual life by reading the word. You might go broke. Might be broke. But the word is free. Ain't nothing like grabbing a free Bible and reading it. Highlighting, writing through it. Taking notes. I can't say go to church because you might can't pay your tithes. But you can ask them for a Bible and it's free. Should be free. Go to a hotel. Get one of them hotel Bibles. Just read. You know? So I just rise and be thankful. I clubbed a lot back in the days. I hollered a lot of females back in the days. Anything that catches my eye back in the days, I was on it. It's now that I got older, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want you. It was just a club moment and I got caught in the mist. I'm good. Now that I'm older, it's like, oh, what was I doing? Waste of time. No, dog, no. She's not for me. You in the club with me, you not for me. I need to catch you outside the club and see what you doing. You know? A lot of the thoughts I had messed up a lot of relationships in my life. It wasn't negative thoughts. It was sidetracked thoughts. I get sidetracked. It's almost like I forget I told this person I love them. And we get confused and we like, oh, they left. They're not here. They're not calling me. They left. And you find yourself depressed. Now, I was depressed for a long time, drinking and smoking. It took me a minute to do music. When I started doing music, that was a good sidetrack. It's like, you know what? I'm at my lowest. I want to create a YouTube channel. I want to upload videos. I can't afford videos. I'm going to get a camera. I'm going to make it to my best ability to keep uploading, to keep dropping music. I find a way to distribute, to keep dropping music. And that's what made me feel better. That's what almost made me feel like I'm good. Like, she not around, but I'm good. I got music. It gave me stability, like I have something. Especially when I did an interview and stuff like that. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm somebody, dog. He telling me after the interview,
you did good. This is the start of your career. I'm like, oh, I got a career? Like, what?
You know, it gave me, it felt like it gave me a chance, like purpose. Like, it gave me, I will ever forgo to the city of New York and do music. That's my place of music. When I go there, I don't really speak to no females. You know, my people, my family bring females around. But my main concern is music. When I go there, I do music. I record. I upload. That's the part. That's when I put on my story. I like to show the area. I like to show the stores. I shop. You know, I just walk around, take the train, the bus, the gym. It's like a wonderful city. You know, I go to the studio. I know where, so I can go to the studio anytime. A celebrity, Master Ace, Rich, the producer, hanging in, shoot a video, record, learn things. You know? Learn different things. And it excites me. It's like an excited feeling. It's like, yo, let's do this, dog. We can do this. Especially now that I have collateral, meaning I have, what's the word? I have history. I have, something that could be shown. A resume. Thank you. That's what I meant. I have a resume. I forgot else what they call it. They call it an artist. It's like a biography. I have a biography. I have I have a lot of things that can be shown to people. Like, oh, he's who? I know who you are. You know, something like that. When you go to Google or when you go to YouTube, you can see those are the two things I work on every day. YouTube and Google. Not of now, but it used to be YouTube and Google. You know, I'm a world star, stuff like that. And just want to keep being a world star. I want to keep being on certain things, you know. I want to keep running it up. By myself, no label. PTS is my label. But I go that to say, rise and be thankful. Rise and be thankful. If I wanted things how I wanted, I would want things how it was in the year of 20. Before I went to school, that's how I want things. Before I got the car, before I was driving, kind of. I went a period without driving. Before I was driving, I would never purchase the car. I would never run around certain people. I never went to school where circumstances happened in my life and led me away from individuals. Individuals that I spent my time with. And I mean, it hurt it. Like, dang, we spent all this time. I bought you food, you bought me food. We go to the movies, we play golf. We did all this together. It's like you crave for this person, it's like you can't really reach out to them. I'm not gonna be the crazy guy popping up at your house, popping up at your job, popping up at places, you know. Even though I want to. But I think that would have made things even worse, you know? If I go there, I'll order something or I'm purchasing something or... But it's so many stores, there's no need for me to go to that particular store. You know? It just hurt. And, it's like you're lost. It's almost like you're lost. I became lost. Like, dang, she's all I know. Like, what I do now? And you find yourself around other people you never known, but you're just like, dang, how I get from there to here? But you just rock with it, like, damn. But I don't want to speak too much about that. It was nothing but my, not my actions. It was nothing but my thoughts. Sidetracked, that I told you guys. I get sidetracked fast. You know, I'm just thankful I accomplished a lot during this lifetime. I accomplished a lot. Reading the word. You know, I'm earning money through music. But that's not enough. I want to. I never really had a job where I could work and I enjoyed it and I wasn't sidetracked. And I want to start all over. This job gave me a second chance. Because they said I would have stayed there for a long time. They seen that I would have been there for a very long time. The first day I enjoyed it, I was happy. And I knew I was going to be there for a long time. But that's when the enemy came in my life and sidetracked me. And I got thrown off. And it's like, damn, like, I can't even stay up at work. What's going on? The first day I was excited. I didn't want to leave. The second day is like, I can say if it got to a month or a year ago, he's like, oh man, I'm getting tired of this. I'm doing the same thing. It didn't even get to that point. The second day is like, it still be some excitement. It got from me standing in the parking lot waiting to start to showing up late and didn't know why and didn't want to be there and just walked off. And that's when the enemy came my life and sidetracked me. I surrounded myself by bums, I call them. People in the streets. And that's how a lot of chaos in my life happened. My mother said, you'd have been at that job 4 years. I knew you was. I knew I was, too. But things just went left. You know, I'm alone right now. I'm always alone. I say the more you accomplish, the more you be alone. At least it seems that way for me. The more you can't be around people. It's either they getting excited or trying to tear you down. The more success, the more your life change. It's not meant for you to be around everybody like was before. It's a season of change. The man back then didn't want to do a song with you, charge you for studio time. Now he wants a song with you. Now he's trying to get you to sign things. He's like, what? I don't want to sign to nobody. Why are you? He's paying for promotion for you and his song you know nothing about. Because you went in his studio and recorded and they chopping the verse off. They putting their verse on it. Because now you're somebody. The enemy surrounded me around drugs. And that I was so righteous. I never stepped foot in it. Never wanted to. I looked at it as a waste of time. A lot of them are back where they started. a lot of them found females that can support them. Baby mamas who just, who like the fact they in the streets and support them anyway. Who provides homes for them? Who provides their cars for them? I never wanted it to be me. For anything I'm providing. But I never thought that would be me, the one to provide it. When I started doing music and I realized it was taking off, then I realized I started, my way of thoughts changed. Like, oh, I'm not finna talk to you. You trying to use me to get out the hood or something. I think like that. Like, no, bro. Stop bringing people here, dog. You know, stuff like that. Like, I don't need everybody to know that I'm here. I get irritated in those aspects now. Like, I'm somebody. I don't need to be out in the open for everybody to reach out to me. My way of thinking changed. You know, I don't see too many people I know, and I like it that way. It irritates me sometimes. Like, dang, am I really here? Like, is this home? Because everyone's looking different. Only people that look the same is the people behind the counter that's serving my food. Those people I spoke to at the bar years ago. So it's like, I know who you are. Like, you took a picture of me right here. And you said this about me. Now I'm back again. You remember? Oh, shoot, that's you? Yeah, that's me. Oh, I take your picture down. You look fine to me. You thought wrong. It was just for a brief moment. I had the enemy with me. If you see who was with me, it was enemies. When you're a celebrity, people don't want you to produce. People don't want you to have. You gotta be careful of Jezebels. People always looking to set you up. That's what happens to a lot of celebrities. We hear so much news about celebrities. Lucky for me, I stay in the word. I stay in the word so heavy, dog. It's a word game. How much can you stay in the word? It's a prayer game. How much can you pray? If you know something's going to occur, you need to read and you need to pray. I did it without knowing. But when it came, I was prepared. When the drama came, when the drama came, I was prepared. I was smiling about it because I already knew beforehand. Keep a smile. Always keep a smile. The smile just lessens the pain. That's all it does. When somebody down you and somebody speaking of you,
the girl break up with you, anything, anything you go through, always keep a smile, always hold your head up. I have a problem putting my head down, I'm not going to lie. But I always keep a smile. I smile about it like, dang. Dang. And smile.
It lessens the stress and it lessens the pain.
Gotta keep a smile. I smile during my worst times. But all I wanted was progress. Let them have their fun. They want to take me play. They want to. The enemy wants to put me through pain. Let them have their time. Nothing I can do. Let them have their time. It's a time for everything. I have time of peace. I have time of peace right now. I have alone time. It's the time to separate. I have time I separated from individuals. No longer will see them. Don't want to see them. You know, a lot of people want fame. They'll do anything for it. A lot of people can't rap, but they want a song with you, and they'll use an old song. They'll record you and show themselves with you. Anything, like,
just for fame, just to post. Oh, he was at my house.
I wasn't there because I wanted to be. I was there and I was trying to leave. The enemy was trying to leave everyone, but people kept pulling me, gravity. So it's like, damn, I'm trying to get away, but it's like these people keep, why did I answer the phone? You know, it's like, damn, why I gotta stop calling you, dude. I'm trying to get away from you. I blocked and still called. Oh, they still call. And it's made a lot of things a lot worse. Then you have females who wanted you for a long time. And they call and you pick up. You like, damn. I said I won't never. But for some reason, you following through with it. All excited, like you just forgot what you said. It be like that, dog. It be like that when the enemy's in your head, dog. You like, damn, how I end up here? How you end up on top of me? What's going on? It's like, what? I said I would never... At first, I didn't like you. Why am I liking you now? What's going on? No, this is not me. The enemy is in your head. And you can't control your thoughts. And it's like you're making decisions off flesh. You should make decisions based on your inner man. I'm trying to tell you, dog. I'm much wiser now, dog. You're going to run into a lot of females that look good. That's what my dad said. He said, you're going to run. He said, you worry you're not going to find a woman? I said, no, I just want one particular one. You know, a lot of things are being said about me. Publicly, blogs, I'm just going to say blogs, not saying it's a personal blog, I'm saying a lot of things are being said or being shown about me. He's like, you somebody. look who wants you, and show me all these females. I said, oh boy, I don't want these females. A lot of them is lust. If I can't love you inside, I can't love you at all. It gotta be inside first. It gotta be in me for me to say. If I said it to you, it's like, oh yeah, I want you. I want you to be the one. I don't want you to leave. I gotta do something for you not to leave, dog. This is the one, dog. You know? It gotta be like that. Like, dang, I really like this girl. And it's more of how a person acts more than looks. Because someone can look good. And you can date them for a long time because they look good. But it will never work out. But if they act a certain way, you like it, and you can relate to this person, when you look at them, you're just like, wow. Lord. It's like, dang, it's like you want to keep kissing them. Like, it's like, dang, like, oh, kissing is not enough. You know? It's like, oh, you just want to hug them. Hugging sometimes do it. I hate to say it. Hugging somebody, at least you get to hold them in your hands, you know? For real. And of course, too, of course, but mostly a hug is like, oh! It's like reading the words. Sometimes you got to put your finger on it and guide yourself through it. I do that when I read. I guide myself through it, like, oh, with my finger. Because it's like you want to touch it. It got to be physical touch. And the word is mostly a spiritual thing. So it helps. It just helps the flesh and helps the mind that you get to read the word and guide yourself and touch through it, you know. That's why I don't like reading off the phone. I like to read the books. For real, man. Only telling you what I know. Or how it be. My grandma read for so long, man. Oh, man. She has a book with all red letters. She beat me 10 times. Her book is big. You see how much... You can see how much she read. I'm like, go! Like, grandma, I gotta beat you. I can't let you do me like that, grandma. You dusting me right now. I can't let you beat me. And you want to read the word so much. It's like, dang, show your grandma, like, I read too, you know? Like, I read too. Like, I study the word just like you. And do it at a young age. Don't wait till you get older. I done read for a year straight. And still didn't read as much as her. And I read a lot. Oh, yeah, I read a lot, trust me. Like a scientist, I used to have books in my room, bed flooded with books, just reading, highlighting, underlining. My grandma knew how to read with a passion. And I learned that from her. I'm gonna read something, you get excited like you hit the lotto. That happened to me, like, oh shoot, this is sweet, this is nice. That's how I was when grandma read. I speak to her reading by herself in her head. I can tell because she used to smile. Love my grandma, dog. I can't lie to you. Love my grandma. Yeah, man, I ain't gonna talk that head off, though. I'm just venting. I did the venting series. I don't know what I'll title this. I guess I'll title it Let Astray. I don't know. I was led astray for a long time, away from people. I don't see nobody here I know. I see the next door neighbors, they still the same. But it almost feels like you're somewhere else. During my rough times, I ain't see no females, dog. And I happen to see, she's young, excuse me, it's nothing like that. She's young, and I happen to see the next door neighbor car. And on the steering wheel, it had pink. Had pink on the steering wheel. That right there helped my mind so much. That little pink cloth on the steering wheel just helped my mind. Like, oh, there's a female? You get from being around a bunch of females. Beautiful females, not gonna lie. To not seeing nothing. It would make you feel like you're somewhere else, your damn self. It'll make you feel like you're somewhere else, dog. Grew up from seeing hood people to not seeing hood people at all. Like, dang, did they kick everybody out? Almost make you feel like you're somewhere else. I almost feel like I'm in a suburb somewhere, a show pump or something like that, or somewhere far away. It's like nothing but a different race of people. But I told you that situation with the steering wheel helped me. The visits to the hospital helped me. Not gonna lie. Especially when a friend of mine came, the girl, she came. She visited me. She had J's on and everything. I'm like, bro, I feel like I'm in the past. Hey, you wearing J's, got G's on. I'm wearing sweats, looking tacky. It's like, it just helped me a lot, and I thank her for it. I don't know how to repair. But it helps me. Like, oh, shoot. Being in the hospital. Being dehydrated. Needing that cord, smoking too much, needing asthma pumps. But you can't help it because the enemy is causing you to move your hand to your mouth. You can't stop yourself. But everybody's saying you're fine, but you're like, oh, I can't help it. This lady's screaming at me. You have problems at your house, and you're having problems with the enemy. So it's like, where do you go? Do you go to your house and have more problems? Create more stress? Because they don't care what you're going through. They're making it worse. Is either protect themselves or make you feel more drained than what you are. And then you got to deal with the enemy. So what you choose? What? Sometimes I chose to fight against the enemy. Like, bro, I can't take you here because I'm going to snap on you and it's going to make it worse. So I need to leave. When you leave, you deal with the enemy. You deal with pain. You deal with survival. You at the house, you deal with stress. You deal with anger. Now that I'm driving, I deal with nothing. And I'm about to be out. Off to read the word.
I already got my coffee. I'm good.
Another stress reliever. And I don't bother nobody. Feels like I'm on the highway by myself. I don't see nobody. I don't bother nobody. Everything happens for a reason. Honestly, things I don't know, I would like to know, is that I would like to make my family rich. I would like to make myself rich. If I have a son, I would like to make sure he's rich. He doesn't have to work. But work for himself. As a father, it's leadership. It helps me. It makes me fine with being comfortable to look in the mirror. I should do that for most of y'all. So stay out the streets. Streets ain't worth it. Aim the rapper.